Blackstone Publishing presents Like Life, Stories by Laurie Moore. This book is read by Jane Oppenheimer. It seemed very sad to see you going off in your new shoes alone. Zelda Fitzgerald, in a letter to her husband, February 1932. Two boys. For the first time in her life, Mary was seeing two boys at once. It involved extra laundry, an answering machine, and dark solo trips in taxicabs, which in Cleveland had to be summoned by phone. But she recommended it in postcards to friends. She bought the ones with photos of the flats, of James Garfield's grave, or of an annunciation from the art museum, one with a peacock handsome angel holding up fingers and whispering, "One boy, two boys." On the back, she wrote, "You feel so attended to. To think we all thought just one might amuse, let alone fulfill. Unveil thyself. Unblacken those teeth and minds. Get more boys in your life." Her nervous collapse was subtle. It took the form of trips to a small neighborhood park, for which she dressed all in white. White blouses, white skirts, white anklets, shoes flat and white as boat sails. She read Bible poetry in the shade on the ground, or else a paperback she had found about someone alone on a raft in the ocean, surviving for 40 days and nights on nail parings and fish. Mary spoke to no one. She read, and tried not to worry about grass stains, though sometimes she got up and sat on a bench, particularly if there was a clump of something nearby, or a couple making out. She needed to be unsullied, if only for an afternoon. When she returned home, she clutched her books and averted her gaze from the men unloading meat in front of her building. She lived in a small room above a meat company, Alexander Hamilton Pork. And in front, daily, they wheeled in the pale, fatty carcasses, hooked and naked, uncut, unhooved. She tried not to let the refrigerated smell follow her in the door, up the stairs, the vague shame and hamburger death of it, though sometimes it did. Every day she attempted not to step in the blood that ran off the sidewalk and collected in the gutter, dark and alive. At 5:30 she approached her own building in a halting tiptoe and held her breath. The trucks out front pulled away to go home, and the Hamilton Pork butchers, in their red-stained doctor's coats and badges printed from $10 bills, hosed down the sidewalk, leaving the
sample complete. Ready to continue?